Simply Done, the podcast network.
Here's the thing, Dan. The pinball machine we got to get. Okay, listen. I know you. We're thinking pinball machine. What about like Arkanoid? Or Gappalese. You ever play Gappalese?
I never played. I don't know if this mask is going to work.
Video game that you're good at?
Frogger.
Frogger.
Yeah. Hey, it's a baby guy.
Oh, yeah, baby guy. Jeez, oh.
What's the matter, baby guy?
Why don't you shave your legs? Well, you really have that on there.
Why are you doing that?
Wolfie.
I don't give a shit about Wolfie.
It looks like a towel.
Exactly what it is.
So what do? You tie a towel onto your downstairs and you make
a towel around the airy tree.
Oh God.
What's the matter?
No, I'm not into it.
Into what?
I don't believe in holidays. I don't celebrate that crap. I'm not into it.
This isn't a holiday though.
Halloween.
But that's Halloween, not holiday.
What the fuck?
You don't have to blaspheme.
What's the matter?
You guys better not give me this Halloween garbage.
What Halloween garbage?
Put your fucking thing on. Let's get going.
You give good love.
Oh, you know what?
What?
I just realized this. I lost a backpack, and in the backpack, my fucking notebook.
Oh, no. Your trapper keeper? You know, it's a good thing we didn't lose this song right here.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal Don.
I'm Maul.
I'm the Scare Master, Scary Perry.
Together, we are the
Big Three.
Well, what a week we had, boy.
Really was.
Last week, as you know, we had the... hold on, I got to take this mask off.
It's you under there.
It was me under there all along.
Dan was wearing a scary mask with a big nose and black hair, but now he took it off. It's Dan.
Well,
it's Don, not Dan.
He just took the mask off.
On our last podcast, we celebrated the windy weekend, which was fantastic, and now we're back doing regular shows again, and it's good to be back. You know what's like crazy?
How long the last podcast was?
Yeah, that's true, but I think people liked it.
I think they're just finishing it up now so that they can listen to this one.
Well, maybe, but I think people liked it. I will defend that.
No, I think it's great. You know what it was like a miniseries, like Thornburg.
No, it wasn't anything like the miniseries. But here's what I found amazing. We did that show, we did the movie, and guess what? We broke even. We didn't make any money at all.
Oh, well.
So what are you saying?
Things happen.
What do you mean? What am I saying?
You said we broke even, we didn't make any money at all.
No, but we made some money, but the money covered expenses.
Are you saying that we're not getting paid?
No, we did get paid, but it covered expenses.
I didn't. I
oh, that
paid.
Reminds me. Last week, you got $100 of the payment.
What?
So you're going to have to pay me that back.
Out of what's supposed to be
no.
Whoa, we
broke even.
$100
No, he wanted an advance because he said he had no money.
I had no money, and I have no money this week.
Oh, that's terrible.
Let's hope this is $10.
It's only $100 fucking, man.
Well, I'm just
look at me.
$100 for a whole
fucking week. It's only $100. You know how many flowers I could buy out of the front of your yard for $100?
Good point, Mole. Good point.
Oh my God.
Well, I do have some great news. We have an unbelievable announcement right now, and I can't mention names for legal reasons, but we have maybe the biggest star. What I say, maybe, we definitely have the biggest star that's ever been on this show coming up, and one of the biggest stars in the world is going to be making an appearance.
Nice.
And what we're going to be doing is
today.
No. On November 17th, we're going to tape this show, and we're going to draw two fans to sit in.
Oh, that's awesome.
The Big Three Podcast, and they're also going to be able to see the biggest celebrity we've ever had on this show. So
that's on November 17th show?
November 17th. Well, it'll come out on, let me think,
the week
five
later.
Days later, so it'll be, you know. But that show, we're going to have our biggest celebrity ever, and we're going to let two fans out there sit in and watch the podcast in person. How cool is that?
Okay. So we are doing a show on Sunday the 17th.
Yeah, how'd you know it was a Sunday?
Because, what do you mean, how did I know? Please, November 17th?
What about it?
Well, what do you mean, what about it?
What about it,
That's my 50th B-Day.
All right, but what? You don't. That's nice, but
I don't want.
You don't celebrate.
You don't celebrate holidays,
okay? Yeah. Right? I would like.
So it doesn't matter.
So it doesn't.
It's
matter.
Also my 19 and a half year anniversary with Terry. So
what do you mean your 19 and a half year anniversary?
That's how long I've known Terry, for 19 and a half.
Well, how long have you known us?
Yeah, longer.
So
it's a good thing you don't celebrate that stuff. Otherwise, it would be a bummer that you're missing your birthday.
We're closer to you than her.
But you don't,
right, yeah, but you don't celebrate like
birthdays. We don't celebrate.
We've never had
anniversaries. We celebrate.
What are you talking about? You're the one who said you don't celebrate pagan
holidays,
pagan birthdays. Oh, so
holidays.
You light the candles to celebrate the fire god Ra.
Then let me ask you this.
Anniversary.
You will celebrate her anniversary, but you don't celebrate the anniversary with us.
Why?
When are we going to have our anniversary?
Neither of us have ever given you sex.
With our feet.
No, she's never given him sex.
With her feet.
I think that was a made up thing. He didn't really.
Shut the fuck up!
Why are you so mad?
Because you guys are getting into personal shit that's none.
That's what our show is about. It's about
business.
Our personal life and pop culture.
Our personal life, wrong. Perry's personal life and pop culture. Only Perry's personal life and only Perry's business.
Why is it your business?
About you.
Why is
I know
it,
nothing about you.
What do you want to know? I'm an open book, dude.
You never ask
I'm an
anything.
Open e-book. Log on.
What do you want to know about either one of us?
Ask. One question each. Go ahead. Rapid fire.
One question
each.
Go ahead.
Ask me a question.
Ask
anything
you
want to
know.
How much money do you make a year?
Me? Well, which year are you talking about?
This year.
This year, I'm actually negative because I spent so much money on that chili and I didn't get any money back for it, but I was willing to put that out, okay?
Oh,
so I'm down right now $2.
$2? You need some money?
Shut up.
All right, ask me a question. Any question you want.
When are you and Mary Jane going to get married?
Why would we get married?
Why wouldn't you?
All right, let me ask you a question, Scare Rancher. How much money do you make a year from your fake disability?
Hold on. Here's the one that I really want to know. We get one question to him now. Everybody's being honest. What's going on with your family lawsuit?
Talk to my cousin Sam.
He doesn't talk to us. He's never come
on
the show.
Well, then that's
maybe
all
he's
say.
The biggest celebrity in the world who's going to be on your birthday show.
Nope.
Hey, what are we going to do for your birthday show? Cake.
Oh, cake and presents? Oh, wait a
minute.
Do you want presents?
Birthdays.
Do you want presents?
I don't need a big presents. I want money.
What kind of presents do you think we're going to get you?
Money.
McDonald's gift certificates?
Present that I want is the next movie.
Woo-hoo!
Well, or a TV series, or both.
Okay, well, let's get down to real business. Perry, you've brought in a real negative element into this project because you pissed off a multimillionaire that is pissed at you because of $50. You didn't fight him. You kicked him down the stairs, and he's really pissed off.
He kicked me.
No, well, you kicked him
he
down
kicked
the stairs.
He kicked me first.
Okay, well, he might have kicked you, but you kicked him down the stairs. Well, I received a message from William Randolph Hearst this week. Why don't you play that for us, if you would?
Hello, Perry Wagwan. It's William Randolph Hearst the Third. I got Babylon closing in on me here in Jamaica. I had to come down here to go to, not really rehab, it's more just like a health retreat, but I got pretty wasted at your house. I don't drink, as a rule. I never really have had more than the odd champagne at a premiere or whatever. But wow, that chili, I guess it was the chili. Could you put cocaine in chili? I remember my dick was, it shrank down to the size of a baby's fingernail. And I was shaking it, trying to get the blood back in it. I remember you trying to help me with that by rubbing your body against it or something.
Oh, yeah, you like him.
But I really don't remember much of that night. And I think that you have to check when you make chili and make sure you don't put rotten vegetables in it. Because that's what alcohol is.
There was nothing
is.
Rotten
you know,
in my
bourbon
chili.
Bourbon is rotten corn. So I got drunk off of your rotten chili. And I think I got stoned off the cocaine you put in it, too. And here I am, stuck in Montego Bay, trying to get my life back together just so I can be sane again, because I haven't done that much drugs and alcohol, I think maybe ever. So fuck you, and please know that the fight is still on. Kicking me down some stairs does not count as a fight. I need a refereed fight, or I need $50, and I'm going to get it. Trust me on that, okay? I don't fuck around when it comes to them kind of things, Perry. Scary Perry's going to pay me like $50, you know. Seen?
The next foot's going to bust his fucking head wide open.
Sing out loud, Montego Bay. Da 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 da.
He keeps wanting to fuck with me, and I'll fucking kick his ass again.
You know what? I'll tell you this. It seemed like you backed down when he was here in town.
Big time.
I backed down. Wrong.
You didn't back down?
I didn't back. No, I didn't back down.
You totally backed
down.
Oh, scary. So he slipped on your pie, fell down the stairs, and you ran away crying. And when he was at your apartment drinking all your Knob Creek, well, that's not the first time a guy's been in your apartment drinking your knob. You just ran away.
He challenged you and you backed down.
Everyone saw it.
A lot of the fans have asked me since. They said, why is Perry such a pussy? He talks such a big game. But when it comes,
I'm such a pussy.
That's what they say.
You
well,
are
don't involve
saying
me.
It.
I'm not saying
you
it.
You are saying it.
Bullshit, Perry.
Why is Perry such a pussy? Fucking.
I've never said that
you know
before. Why
it?
Would I do it now?
You've always been saying it.
I'll tell you who's saying it.
Because you're a bigger guy than me. Oh. If my cousin Sam's around,
oh.
You back down like a little bitch. You back down like a little bitch. Oh, we got to get him out of here.
So wait a second.
No,
William
that wasn't
the first come. You got to get your cousin Sam to fight him?
What?
Oh, hide behind your cousin Sam. Sammy, the boys are picking on me.
La, da, da, Montego Bay.
Why don't you be a man, you fucking puss?
You want me to kick your fucking ass?
What are you talking to, Wolfie?
Yeah, I'll kick his fucking ass, too.
Yeah, right on. I'm sure you would. Dickie Barrett said the same bullshit. Where's he?
He's probably at home.
Probably.
Yeah, he's probably at home.
That would be my guess, too.
Need some water.
Well, okay. Oh, jeez.
Where's your water I brought to you?
Where's my bag?
You put it in the trunk. You insisted on
putting
it in
the trunk. I got your
bag.
I got your bag. Mary Jane got it, gave it to me. It's fine.
So what are you going to do with this William Randolph Hearst?
Kick his fucking ass?
You see, what's unbelievable about you, Perry, is you make all these threats. He was there. You did nothing. Then
he was at my apartment. Nobody is coming to my apartment again.
Okay.
Why
it's
not?
Over.
Why,
I
mean, not?
Why not?
Why not?
There was a
it
fucking
was a
night.
Wonderful,
there was 7 billion motherfuckers
night.
At my house.
It was a
wonderful, I don't want
exaggerated.
Anybody there again.
Yeah, 7 billion people were at your house.
That's there were little, so many fucking people in my apartment.
How many people were there?
Not 7 billion. You're
enough.
Lying. Well, there wasn't 7 billion. Why do you lie?
Shut the fuck up. It was a lot of fucking people in my place. Right. Look, bottom line, there's no invites at my apartment again.
Not
unless
even...
I personally invite you over.
You invited us over per thank you, dude. When? Tonight? Let's go. Do you have more
You're
of that healthy
not
choice soup?
Allowed at my place.
I would appreciate
Just
it.
Just out of curiosity, can you use the pool during the nighttime hours, or is that closed then?
I think it closes at 9.
When
we
you
should
go in the
there.
Pool, do you ever go down to the pool and hang out and like check out the ladies by the pool?
We don't have the
ladies.
Oh god!
Pool. Do you go in the pool sometimes and go underwater and see how long you can hold your breath?
Do you ever,
I haven't done that in years.
Really? How long can you hold it?
I used to be able to hold my breath about a minute.
You want to get a bucket to see how long you can hold it right
no,
now?
I'm not doing
Let's
it.
Let's just go to the toilet.
Go fuck yourself, man.
No, thank you. And you don't have to blaspheme.
God, you're. Why are you fucking into this stupid shit?
What stuff?
You want to dunk my head into a toilet? And
well, why are you so negative?
Because I'm not dunking my fucking head in a goddamn toilet.
Okay, well, you know what?
There are no bad suggestions.
And I asked you many times, all right, I'll put up with it on the podcast because some people like our chemistry. But I asked you not to call me during the week, and then you left a crazy message this week. Play that message for us.
I'm making this request once and only once. Again, this is a request. I don't know if it's going to be able to be done because my publicist and I have not spoken about this yet. That's Tom Brennan. But I'm telling you, because you are the big boss of the Big Three Project, I would like Tempur-Pedic to never have any contact in any way, shape, or form with me again. Okay? I want to see, hear, know about nothing that fucking rich cocksucker motherfucker is going to try to do to me again. He is not going to marry me. November 17th is my birthday, as well as my anniversary with Terry Anfuso, and we are together on November 17th, whether or not it's a fucking Sunday, and you may want to do the podcast on that day. Tough shit. I'm with Terry that fucking day, all night. Kabish, end the story, over and out.
All night?
Maybe. Maybe
you're making
not.
Love with her now?
None of your business.
Well, when's the last time you made love with her?
You did actually have sexual intercourse.
None of your business.
But when's the last time you did it?
One. It's been fucking a long time ago.
Okay, so what makes you think that you're going to take the pink chain up the tummy tunnel on your birthday?
I don't know what the fuck's going to happen on my birthday.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you a question. Be honest. Don't lie.
Oh,
I know when you lie. Was it good the first time?
Yeah, it was fucking great.
Did she have fun? Did she have fun?
None of your business.
Did she struggle? Did she struggle to get away, or was she into it?
No, of course she was into it.
Was she moaning?
Of course.
You eat her pussy?
I don't remember
was it memorable?
Yeah,
at all?
I think I went down on her that
Did
night.
Did she like that?
She went down on me, and I went down on her. Of course.
Really? She gave you a blowjob?
Of course.
Did you eat her ass?
I'm not into ass eating.
Well, didn't you do that with Lisa Marie? Yeah.
Uh huh.
I'm not in. No, Lisa Marie and I.
Oh, it was the other way. Lisa Marie did it to you. You said.
No, just shut up about.
Well, but
the
you
Lisa
said
Marie.
Lisa Marie did it to you.
Shut but the fuck up on. About Lisa Marie.
Let's get back to Terry.
Shut up about Lisa Marie.
Fine, let's get back
She's
to Terry.
She's my co-host.
Okay.
Now we might have to cancel our November 17th biggest
celebrity ever show.
Hey,
do it the Friday before the 17th. Why can't we do it on the 15th?
Because this guy can only come on the 17th.
Okay, then we do it on the 17th and have Terry with me.
Really?
On the show.
Yeah.
Does she do all of this?
I asked her. I haven't spoken to her. She's been so damn busy.
Can I sit on the couch with her?
Why is she so busy?
I don't know why
she's
busy.
What's going on with her?
I don't know.
What does she do for a living?
I'm not sure.
It's your girlfriend, and you can't
Terry
tell us what.
Is
yeah,
a,
but you're not
they're not boyfriend
she's a
girlfriend.
Terry is a theater act.
You said she's a fatter
oh
what?
Fucking she's not God!
She's not fatter.
Put your foot shut up! Shut your fucking mouth, you cocksucker!
Who are you
Let
calling?
Let me talk!
But she's not fat, Scaremaster. Why are you calling her fat?
That's I didn't call her fat.
You did. You actually did.
I did not call
did.
Her fat.
I'm telling you did.
No, wrong. You are fucking, you're confusing me. And you're trying to talk while I'm trying to talk. Let me speak, please.
Okay.
Mamma mia, what a fuck.
Hey, you
do
know
I do?
What? You know what we could also do right now since you are talking, you got the floor and everybody's quiet. 60 seconds. Go!
Use
him to talk about Terry. Use him to talk about Terry right now.
Well, he's got 60 seconds right now. Let him talk about Terry later. Right now, it should be 60 seconds.
Yeah, but he's been going on and on about how he wanted to talk about Terry before, and now he's like, forget her.
You know what?
This is your soulmate.
Popsicle sticks, skateboard number 8.
My Scary Perry skateboard.
Oh, talk about popsicle sticks and Terry. Do you have a Terry board?
Oh,
no,
that'd be
not
nice.
A Terry board.
Why don't you make a Terry board?
One with her, like, naked and, like, holding her tits
no,
like
I'm
this.
No, I'm not going to do that because that's illegal for fucking.
Well, wait a minute. You talk
illegal?
About illegal.
Oh,
what about when
God.
You were selling
oh,
Big Three podcast boards?
Yeah, those have
Did we get any
Big
money?
Big Three podcast boards?
Yeah, you sold them at the Chili Cook-Off. I saw you doing it. Did we get any money? No.
Five?
Did we make a deal? Yes, we did make a deal. But you did not live up to your end of the bargain.
Yeah, Scaremaster. What's up with that?
Yeah, what is up with that?
Oh, my God.
Stop! That was 60 seconds with Perry. I think you got your...
Let me ask you this. Am I going to get paid this week?
I have no idea. What are you looking at me for?
What do you mean, what am I looking at you for? You're the one that's got all the fucking money.
Yeah.
He's laid out all the money, dude.
I laid out all the money, number one. And you know what? I spent $1,200 on T-shirts the last time. I didn't take one dime out of anything we didn't sell. So what happened there? I'm stuck with like $800 worth of T-shirts. All right. Did I ever mention
that's
one fucking thing to you?
Jimmy's out in the parking lot undercutting you with his bootleg T-shirt.
Is he doing that still?
That's what happened that time.
I got to tell you one thing that was very interesting. Did you notice during the Q&A portion of when we had the movie screening?
How he kept pushing his T-shirts? His bootleg T-shirts?
Can I
when somebody asked him, just a second, I'm in the middle of talking. When somebody asked him directly, how could I get a T-shirt? He immediately tried to throw it to Saul Steinberger's Green Bomb and moved on to another question.
Interesting.
I don't
contact
know.
Tom, I watched one of these T-shirts.
Contact Tom Brennan
about
this this $2,000 payment that I'm supposed to get.
$2,000? Where did you get the figure $2,000?
Well, everybody keeps...
who said that?
Everybody, but I mean, you were saying...
Yeah,
that
you've, already
make...
got, you've already got $100 of it.
Okay, $1,900.
Yeah, okay, well...
Is that going to come at the end
I don't,
of the show?
Like an orgasm.
No! It's not going to come at the end of the show.
I'm not getting paid this week.
Well,
no,
maybe you could do. Maybe you could do a little favor, like detailing a car.
Yeah, you want to detail my car
for $300?
No, that's too expensive. I can get it done by somebody who knows what the hell they're doing. All you do is complain and sweat
and steal change and lighters.
Well, then it's $3,000.
Well, I won't go with that price either. It's ridiculous.
Dan, let me ask you a question.
I should just say one thing about business. Just when you're negotiating, someone says that's too high. You don't.
I go even higher.
Well, okay. Well, you don't get the job. Now, what were we saying, Mo? What were we saying?
Let me ask you this, Dan. We're talking about money, and ScareMaster's all about, like, hey, what does he get? How about the Fund Anything project where the money goes right to the thing? How about the money for that?
Okay. We are in the middle of a Fund Anything where you, the listener at home, can help make our reality show. Mary Jane, tell them how to send money to us and make a donation.
It's at fundanything.com, The Big Three Project.
/The Big Three Project.
Well, we don't want to confuse them. I'm not giving a URL. On all of the Facebooks and Twitters, we've put links to Fund Anything. On Facebook, The Windy Weekend daily puts a link up for Fund Anything. You go to fundanything.com. And the campaign title is The Big Three Project.
The Big Three Project.
Yes, you'll see the picture.
Now, that's how we're trying to earn money. Now, Perry, you complain about money all the time. You just, again, said, where's my money? Which I
because
hate.
Because I should be paid for this fucking show.
Why should you be paid for this fucking show?
Because it's the anniversary and it was all at my house.
What did you put into it?
My fucking body, me being the star of the movie, everything.
Okay. So what? So do I get a check?
Aren't you?
Do I deserve a check?
Didn't you?
I haven't gotten one yet either. So I put 10 times the work you did. So go fuck yourself. You'll get it when you get it. You say a word, and I will hide money from you. Now, here's...
Talk to Tom Brennan.
Okay, I will talk to Tom Brennan. Absolutely. So stay the fuck out of it. And, you know, you want money. You had a job offer recently. Or at least a money-making venture.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, why don't we play this message? Maybe this will recap something.
Hello, this is Terrifying Tim. Just wanted to clarify some of my behavior on stage at the Comedy Store the other night when I proposed marriage to Perry.
Oh, God.
You know, during my period of internment, I suffered a great deal of hardship and psychological and physical torture. I was just so happy to be breathing clean, fresh American air that perhaps I got a little overzealous. But I stand beside and behind and in front of and all around my behavior when I got down on bended knee and proposed very sincere marriage to the man I believe I'm destined to spend the rest of my life with, Mr. Perry, Scary Perry.
I will never, I repeat, never.
I hope that Perry can come around and listen to reason and maybe open his heart to the very real possibility that we were meant for each other.
I'm not
and
gay.
I also hope that I can keep my lawyers at bay, who are very eager for me to bring several lawsuits against Mr. Caramello, namely for stealing the logo of my highly successful skateboard company, and also for assaulting me and biting my forearm. But I'm willing to let all that go if Perry can just find it in his heart to love me, because at the end of the day, that's all we want in this earth, just to be loved. That's all for now. Terrifying Tim out.
All I want from Terrifying... Listen, quiet. Quiet!
The Boston accent was really starting to come out.
It does when he gets emotional.
Terrifying Tim is to have him help get me out of the system.
Oh,
I want him to help get me out of the system.
Perry, can I tell you something? You asked me to try to look into that.
Kindly.
I got in touch with people, and here's what I keep getting back. Because of your reputation, for you to get out of the system, you have to do things that you've done before. And because you built that reputation...
I am not doing anything gay.
Okay, I'm just saying...
Again. I'm not doing anything in any way, shape, or form gay again.
Well, why don't you just marry Terrifying Tim?
That's gay!
How do you figure?
That's a fucking homosexual act!
But he loves you.
I don't give a flying fuck!
But the
heart... I am not going to do anything gay!
But the heart
then
wants
the
what it
fucking
wants!
The show is over, and I'm done with this fucking town!
Really?
Yeah!
Which town?
Hollywood!
So what are you going to do, stay in Reseda?
Where else am I going to go?
I don't know. Straight to the top? Encino?
I don't get you at all.
Winnetka?
Look, I am not a homosexual.
Okay, okay.
It's
first of all,
my fucking
do you know that Brad Pitt and Keanu Reeves?
I don't care. I don't care what anybody else does. It's not what I will do. I will not go against God's order.
What did God say? And there's also that whole thing
God.
That God was really into Jim Nabors for a while.
There was that. And I got to tell you one thing, Perry. Because of your Javajo God, you know that God's against you.
Perry, any marriage with a Kennedy is like a complete sham. I don't think it has anything to do with sex. Why don't you marry the Kennedy and then you could maybe be out of the system? They forgive a lot
he
of bullshit.
Could, see, Every person that I spoke with about getting Perry out of the system, they said, well, what can he do for me? And then they do things like this, like pretend like they put their tongue in their mouth. Like, and you know what that means.
Master.
You build up the reputation.
I will say
you
this.
Build it up.
You were really quick to make love to Randy Callahan for a lot less.
Fuck
than
you!
For a lot less.
Fuck you! I'm going to kick your father, motherfucking ass!
My father's dead. No, you're not. And you got to find him first. He's a rogue cop. Listen, there was you were really quick to make love to Randy Callahan for a lot less than that is all I'm saying. Why don't you just
make
marry
an excellent
terrifying
point.
Tim?
This show is over.
No, it isn't.
And I'm done with
this
business.
The show is not over. The show is not over.
I am extremely.
Perry, this is where we hear from our fans. This is where
you,
the audience at home, can get in touch with us and say what's on your mind. But what we have to do is this. We've got a new thing during our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, the new thing that we need to do.
What's the new thing? Are we going to sing them?
No, we're not going to sing them. It's. We've got to put a cap on these in some way. They're getting too long,
oh,
and we're
we
getting
too
many.
Many of them because
right.
You're so popular.
Right. And we want to hear from everybody.
Double-edged sword.
But how can we stop this from going on
okay.
as long as it
Why
does?
Why don't we do this? Jane. When people send a $10 shout-out, instead of a $10 shout-out, Perry goes and makes love to them.
I don't think he just made it very clear.
Yeah,
because
whatever.
what if a guy wrote? Perry's
He's
not going to go over there.
He's fine with that. He'll do it quick.
What?
We're saying instead of having to read a whole letter because it takes up too much. We have so many letters now, and we got so many great fans, and we love them, but it takes too long, so you should make love to the people instead.
This is starting to scare me. Perry kind of snuck this book in here. And
snuck
I thought,
it in.
What
I brought it
this?
In because
it's
it was sent to me
glossary.
In my P.O. box.
Oh, but why did you give it to me?
Because it's I don't want it.
Okay, but you gave it to me. You snuck it to me, and it's a glossary for HIV AIDS-related terms. Okay.
Yeah,
why
I
would you want
to do with it.
Why would you want me to know that?
I don't have AIDS. I'll never get AIDS.
Why do you want me to know about this?
So you can have like a short kind of ways to talk to him about the stuff he's going through every day.
I want nothing to do with these gay shit.
Okay.
Because I never will be gay. I will not be a homosexual. And what happened to me once, I was raped. God damn
what?
It, fucking get over it. It was 21 fucking years ago. Stop fucking giving me shit over it.
About what? What are you doing, Perry? Perry, sit down.
Perry, sit.
Perry,
the fucking
Perry,
show is
We're in the middle of our $10 shout-outs. Do you not want the money?
It's a Halloween show.
Yeah, we're celebrating. Everybody's having fun. Wearing their Halloween costumes. You're wearing your baby outfit.
I'm not into this.
And guess what I brought?
What'd you bring?
Candy corn.
Well, why don't you start passing that out while we start reading?
Well, I think we're going to save it for the one-pound candy corn challenge.
Okay.
What?
All right. Well, here's our first $10 shout-out. Let's see what we got here. All right, this is a package. I don't see any money. Uh-oh. Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Yeah, here's some money. Okay. Greetings, Big Three. This is from Spooky Sammy Productions. Congratulations to Don, Perry, and Mole on what has been called the greatest windy weekend ever. I was not able to personally attend, so I sent my trusted assistant in my stead. In my stead? What does that mean, Mole?
Like in his stead.
Instead of me going? Okay. I do hope that you all enjoy the small tokens of appreciation that he gave to you on my behalf. The Rolex and the Cartier watches should last you for years.
Oh, my God. My watch is so awesome.
Did you have yours appraised?
No, but a guy was walking down the street and saw it and freaked out, and he offered me so much money for it.
I know it. It's crazy. This was really nice of this guy. But Perry got the best gift of all, the Freddie Mercury collection of rectal toys, which I won at an auction for nearly $10,000. But they are worth far more.
Why are you interrupting
the $10 shout out?
Because this fucking asshole's
throwing,
throwing stuff at me.
In the studio?
He's throwing it at me.
Okay, do two wrongs make a right? Do two wrongs make a right?
No, and I'm not going to eat that stuff. I don't like it.
I'll have one. Stop throwing it around, Perry.
I like candy corn. Who doesn't like candy corn?
Communists and Javajos. However, I was shocked to hear that my assistant stole some items from Mr. Laravello. I'm not sure why he would resort to something so juvenile, and I apologize to Perry for his sins. I'm happy to say that I was able to get your fork back and included it with this letter. I'm not sure why, but the fork seemed to be stuck inside a large stone. Yeah, it is. Look at this.
Keep it.
It's quite curious. Does Perry have all the silverware encased in bricks? Anyways, I'm off to meet the chemist in Zurich who had a new formula for a hand soap that might be perfect for the Big Three to represent. I'll be in touch. Best regards, Spooky Sammy. Mole, did you see this?
Whoa.
Yeah, somebody took my fork.
Let's do another one real quick. Mole?
Hey, so how do we make the letters shorter, Dan?
Well, you were saying... Well, actually, I asked you, how do you think we could make them shorter?
Okay, I got an idea.
All right.
You know Twitter?
Yeah, of course.
How about, you know how they have to be 140 characters?
Yeah.
How about we make them 140 pictures?
140 pictures.
Like, and then we've got to kind of figure out what they're saying with the pictures.
No, no. I think what would be maybe a smarter idea, maybe 140 words might be a better thing.
Why don't we round it up? Why don't we make it 150 words?
Well, then you can't have it on Twitter.
We're not talking about having it on Twitter.
We're trying to get it because, you know, we got so many shout-outs this week, ScareMaster, we had to burn half of them.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I don't like burning money. I don't like that.
No, there's just too many to get to.
Yeah, so we got to do this. So let's see here. Mole, would you read this one, please?
Oh, this one, the Sweet Feathery Jesus Vintage Car Company, LLC, Black Mountain, North Carolina. Dear Mr. Caramello, here at the Sweet Feathery Jesus Vintage Car Company, our job is providing vehicles for the show business industry. We are always on the lookout for vintage automobiles for period pieces. Recently, we've been scouring California for a gold 1996 Toyota Camry to use in the upcoming film, The Gay Homosexual Hand Love Killer. This car was the vehicle of choice for gay murderers on a budget in the early 2000s. But have proven very hard to find for our clients' film as they were such poorly made pieces of S-word, and most of them have now disintegrated. We understand that you own just such an automobile, license plate 4KDC608. This is the very car we've been looking for. We will need to crash and mangle your vehicle repeatedly during the filming, but our talented crew of mechanics will repair any damage. Your car will look just like when you last saw it, or we will pay you up to $100, which we understand is double its current market value.
Bullshit, number one. Number two, it will never happen. Number three, they don't get my car unless they pay me $10,000.
$10,000, that's so far above the market rate. Continue on with your letter, Mole.
Only a small part of our filming will involve actual crashing the car. Most of it was centered around the huge amount of gay homosexual sex the gay homosexual hand-left killer has had in the vehicle. We will be using 4 gallons of stage blood and approximately 2 liters of fake entertainment semen. This may discolor the upholstery slightly, but should go unnoticed amongst the existing stains. Are you ready for your car to be a star? Lunch will be provided. Belasco Booze and Dr. P. SweetFeatheryJesus.com. Aw, thanks, guys. Scaremaster, you got to take that C note and that semen.
Never.
Very clever. C what note is? And semen.
I didn't even put it together.
You didn't even do that?
I don't know.
That was pretty funny. All right.
Candy corn.
This one says, please have Perry's meatball-eating greasy Italian cousin read. What? You want to try to read this, Perry?
Give me.
All right. Can I have a couple of those more?
Oh, sure, buddy.
Dearest Perry, I just wanted to let you know to brace for a lawsuit from my constituents. Thank you. Recently, I was shopping for a new skate deck to cruise around Reseda Boulevard with, and being a huge Perry, P-E-A-R-I-E, Perry, no, Caramel, C-A-R-K-A-R-A-M-E-L-L-O, fuck you, it's C-A-R as in car, a V as
just
in
keep
Victor.
Going, Scaremaster.
Okay. Fan that I am, I decided trust a greasy good for nothing Italian with my money for a new board. Big mistake. Yeah, fuck off. After opening a clearing Taiwanese labeled box, I found a shoddy twig of a board that smelled of meatballs and marinara sauce, with a drawing of a known mouth rapist crudely applied to the bottom. After testing the board, doing various ollies and kickflips, I decided to push my luck on some launch ramps. And upon my first landing, the fake maple shattered into splinters. Splinters. One of the splinters has been deeply and painfully lodged in my anus since the landing. This is where you come in, Perry. We can do this the easy way or the rock hard way. Either we can settle this out of court for $5,000 cash, or you could come over to my place. Oh God!
Do him a favor.
And since it's in the delicate area, help me remove the splinter with your sexy Javajo mouth and let us study your colon for science. Your choice. Your move, Perry. Rectally yours, Edwin J. Schwinkter III.
Well, that's pretty nice, dude.
Real nice.
Please, why don't you go do him a favor?
Would you shut up and let me finish fucking reading?
Okay.
Please stop your furious masturbating to the show Dog Whisper. The walls here are thin, and in Caesar Milan's picture in your Javajo dog worshiping. This is disgusting.
Read, who's it from?
I just told you.
First off, he likes you.
Edwin J. Schwinkter. First off, it's bullshit.
What's bullshit?
This fucking bullshit letter.
How do you know?
Here.
I asked, how do you know?
Because it's all a lie.
How do you know that Edwin
Schwinkter?
All right, here's another one. This comes from Adam and Eve. Okay, greetings, Perry.
I think it's Adam and Steve.
Well, it says Adam and Eve.
No, but the sign is, it's Adam and Steve, not Adam and Eve.
I'm just reading what it says here. Greetings, Perry Caravangelo. I think they got your name spelled wrong. It has come to our attention that the following items that you ordered to the address... Can we say it now or no? We used to try to hide it.
Please, no.
The address.
P.O. Box number 9.
No,
Canoga
they
Park,
don't have
California.
That. They have the 7722 Reseda Boulevard 1, apartment 102, Reseda, California.
P.O. Box number
9,
Canoga Park, California, 91305.
Oh, what they're saying is these items are no longer in stock. And some
what
of the
items?
Well, it says you ordered the 18-inch black juggernaut real feel horsecock dildo.
I never ordered that.
It says you did.
Somebody,
as much
somebody...
we've returned the $10. The following items were you order are still in stock and will be shipped to.
I never ordered that shit.
You didn't even hear the second part.
Keep reading.
And it goes on to give your address. Deluxe vibrating ejaculator, 1995. Fuck me, Freddie Mercury sex pill.
I would never order something
with
gay.
Lifelike. What's that?
I would never order anything like that.
Okay, it comes with a mustache, too. 50 Shades of Grey Pleasure Intensified Anal Beads. One Size Fits All Wolf Puppet with Bonus Lube. What?
Hey, what gives?
Leather Daddy Boy Toy Mini Shorts with Easy Access Anal Hatch. Spaghetti Flavored Deep Throat Gel. $328.62. You can afford to buy this shit, but you can't afford to fucking...
Why would I buy something so stupid?
Oh, you entered the promo code HIV and received 10% discount on shipping with this order.
I would never...
Thank
I would
you,
never...
Adam and Eve.
Oh, God.
Ooh, you want to open this one, Mole? This looks like a...
Sure.
God.
This looks like a big one here. Here, get this.
All this gay crap.
Who,
this
what gay stuff?
All the homosexual shit you're eating.
Well, you know what? You have a fan base, okay?
There's nothing wrong with having a fan base.
I can have a fan base, yeah, but it's
is that
all...
the way the French people like Jerry Lewis?
Right. They just love you.
Oh, God.
What's wrong with that, Perry? Why do you dislike your fans?
I dislike the homosexual acts.
Like what, Siegfried and Roy and stuff?
Just stop.
Dear Mr. Barnes.
Oh.
Please find and close a $10 shout-out. I've been enjoying the S-word out of the podcast you put out, and honestly can't tell if you take these from audience members or not, but please, if you like, if not, consider this cash a small thank you for the hours of fun you provide. Should you wish to further contact me or would be willing to do so, interview on my show, Tastes Like Fried Chicken, I follow you on Twitter at Captain O'Dog. Please...
Captain O'Dog sent that to me?
Yeah.
What's the name of his podcast?
Don't ask my real name if you do choose to use this shout-out. Thanks again, Mr. Barnes. Really enjoying your work.
I'd love to do a show.
O'Dog. He loves chicken.
You got any money in there?
But do people not think this is real?
Why would we lie about something like that? They don't think you're real sometimes, Perry.
The MVP Podcast. I'm a seasonal lobster fisherman, a volunteer firefighter, and a lumberjack and gay rights activist here in the beautiful fishing village of Halifax, Nova Scotia. I recently discovered the Big Three and have been catching up on back episodes. My heart soared when I heard Perry finally admit that the lying, unwashed, pepperoni, stinking gypsy behavior stems from his life spent in the closet. Later, though, Perry has returned to his homophobic self-hate. Therefore, this $20 shout-out, wow. Is all for him as long as he will admit the following 3 points. Scaremaster, you ready? You ready?
Talk, read,
one,
whatever.
He achieved orgasm inside inside RC's mouth. True?
True.
Two, in order for this to happen, at least a small portion of him, if only his P word, must be the G word.
What?
For that moment.
P word must be the G word.
Must be gay.
Oh.
I'm not gay.
I know, but just your penis was gay for that moment. True?
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
It was not gay.
Just for
it
that
was
moment.
A rape.
Okay.
I was raped.
But for
fucker.
That.
Fucker.
Okay.
But... Yeah, hold on. Mole, can I just interrupt real quick? I'm going to say this for the last time. If you continue to talk about that day in June over 21 years ago again... You are no longer my friend.
Show's over. The show's over.
Why does that? Oh, that's where I got heard that before. We got to stop this.
Okay,
Perry.
So Skimmer, just say yes.
Yes to what?
Okay, just go along with everything.
Number three. Therefore, at the very least, Perry's penis is in fact a little bit gay, and that's okay. That's okay, dude. That thing was willing to do
again.
It. I'm not talking. He's not talking about your heart or your head. He's talking about your P word, okay?
God.
If Perry won't admit this, please put the shout-out money towards something that would help Dan Mole and Mary Jane relax after their tireless, heartbreaking, backbreaking labor to bring us the most innovative comedy entertainment available today.
Yeah.
Cherry Applewood Tobacco, maybe. Yeah, thanks for all that you do. Lance Bonerman, oh, my God. I didn't know that guy's still around.
Didn't know he was around before, but good letter, Lance.
Thanks, LB.
Here's our next one. Hey, Big Three, I was just writing to say that I absolutely agree with Don when he gets upset about people constantly bringing up the Randy Callahan situation.
Thank you. We were just
talking about that.
Thank you.
I'm a university student, and recently in my arts and entertainment class, we were asked to give the presentation about a person who transcends pop culture. I chose the Scaremaster.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Because I wanted to spread the word about what really happened with Randy Callahan. And I'm sure Perry will be proud to hear that I stood up in front of a lecture hall of 500 students with a live stream to C-SPAN and explained that Perry did not blow Randy Callahan. This is one of my favorite letters
ever.
Well,
that's nice. Thank you so much.
Perry merely stood over Randy, reached his hand down into Randy's pants, cupped his balls, pulled out his penis, and proceeded to give him a furious hand job. That is it. God, I like
it. I didn't furiously give him a hand job.
Didn't you? Oh, you took it slow?
It was two fucking fingers.
Did you go slow or did you go fast?
His dick was so small.
Are you telling a joke?
Why are you complaining? Why do you always complain that his penis was so small?
Because it was.
Are you into bigger cocks?
You were disappointed?
Oh, my God. It was hilarious. It was disgusting.
In a way. In a way. I've always admired you. As mad as you get about the whole thing.
You're like, oh, I wish it was bigger.
You do see... Well, you do see the funny side of it.
Yeah, the funny side of it.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Just the funny side. He sees no bad side about it.
I see that it's disgusting. I see I want no one to bring
it
up
anymore.
Well,
you said that's it. Then that wasn't
it. But I want to stop bringing it up.
You made love to the man, okay?
Oh, my fucking God. Would you shut the fuck up, you flaming faggot? I'm using the F word right now, you cocksucker. You're a fucking fag. It's not.
All right, let me finish this then. Let's see here. That's it. Thank you, Don, for carrying the torch for Perry's heterosexuality, regardless of his way that he gives male hand jobs. And thank you, Big Three, for working hard to make a great podcast for our fans. Big Three.
Big Three.
Signed,
Big Three.
Shannon Robinson. There you go.
Now, I need to cut into this one again.
If it's going to be about how disappointed you are that your male lover had a small genitals. We don't want to hear
you
it.
You really can't. You got to stop.
Get over it.
I apologize for using the F word.
Uh-oh.
To me? You're apologizing to me?
This one's a serious one, it looks like.
I apologize for using the F word.
This is from SAG-AFTRA, Scaremaster.
Let me see the letterhead. Hold it up. Go on.
Dear Perry F. Yep, that's you. It has come to our attention you have violated your agreement with SAG-AFTRA protocol and multiple attempts to reach you by phone or by mail at your listed address. These violations include 1, failure to fill out the SAG-AFTRA deferred contract for on-camera appearances. The Video Podcast Network and Simply Dan have paid for expenses and various luxuries, and none of which have been surrendered to fees of any dues paid to SAG-AFTRA. Mm. Your admission on your Big Three podcast to unlawfully entering our exclusive Screen Actors Guild nominating committee only screening of Skyfall, which occurred on Sunday, November 5th, 2012 at 2 p.m. at the Pacific Design Center in West Hollywood.
They won't let that go, will they?
They will not. 3, any type of sexual act on camera done to you or another individual, ritual incitement is strictly a violation of SAG-AFTRA protocol. Your refusal to cooperate with SAG-AFTRA has led us to decide to discontinue your membership.
What?
All of your assets with SAG-AFTRA have been liquidated and you will no longer receive newsletters, dues bills, or membership cards. Please refrain from calling the SAG-AFTRA office or associating yourself with the union in any way, as you are no longer a member in good standing. We wish you all the luck in the world with your new gay pornography career. Sincerely, Joe Beth Williams, Screen Actors Guild Awards Chair.
It's nice to
see that.
Pass it over to him. Scaremaster, well done, dude. You really messed up this time.
I did not mess up because, really? Number one, it was not mailed to me. Number two, this is all bullshit.
You don't look at this as a fuck up then.
They said they tried to reach you at your apartment and can't get to you.
It's all they have to do. It's all a big fucking
what's
lie.
What's wrong there? What's a lie?
It's all a humongous lie.
Have not you given really. The money from your $10 shout outs?
It's not. Look, podcast.
Have you no, given your $10 shout outs?
You
got to look at it. You got to read it.
They didn't send me shit.
They didn't send you shit.
Go online every year. Once after joined with SAGs, podcasts fell under that umbrella.
God, you don't follow anything.
They haven't sent me any paperwork.
What does AFTER stand for?
American Film Television Radio Association.
Right. And what do you think podcasts are?
Computer.
This is Australian $10. Who gets fucked on this?
Crocodile Dundee?
Oh, God.
This is Mr. and Mrs. Pinkerton from Perth, West Australia. We are a psychic couple who specializes with transdimensional communication and spirit harnessing. Wow. This guy seemed legit. We were recently contracted by the spirit of a young man who claims to have died at the hands of a mysterious gypsy called Perry Caramello, a vicious serial killer whose name spreads fear amongst the undead. We implore you to take the head. Mr. Caramello is not what he seems. Within the fanny pack lies the first evidence of his true identity as a Javajo sorcerer. What?
What are they talking
about? Is that
about?
Why you never let us look in the fanny pack?
What are they talking about?
Trained in the black arts of upside-down dog worship, Mr. Caravello cannot be trusted under any circumstances. Oh, using the power of the spirit, I place a pen in my hand and let the ghost occupy my body long enough to draw the image you see here. Does this look familiar? Mr. and Mrs. Pinkerton. Mary Jane?
The Pinkertons.
God. Look at this mole.
That's freaking me out, man.
What?
That's not you?
So?
So buttons on Scaremaster. The Scaremaster will melt. What's up? Dear Big Three, my name is Mary Todd Lincoln, and I'm 85 years old, retired school teacher. I'm afraid I do not listen to your podcast, nor am I even certain what a podcast is. My son, Tad, is very familiar with it, Planet Tad. However, and suggested I write this letter and mail it along with $10, which is a fortune to a sickly widow living on Social Security, such as myself, as all my other attempts to contact Mr. Caravelli have failed.
Uh-oh.
My request is simple. I would like for Mr. Caravelli to stop making doo-doo in my bushes. I honestly don't know what would possess a grown man to do such thing, or why he chose the bushes outside my home on Etwanda Avenue to posit his horrific bowel movements. Perhaps Mr. Caravelli does not have working plumbing, or perhaps he gets some sort of perverse thrill out of it. Whatever the case may be, it's disgusting, and it needs to stop immediately. Tad installed security cameras for me, and he has positively identified Mr. Caravelli as a culprit. I don't wish to involve the authorities, but if it continues, I certainly will. As far as I'm concerned, Mr. Caravelli can keep the whole $10 as long as he confesses, apologizes, and promises not to make any more BM in my bushes. Sincerely, Mary Todd Lincoln. Scaremaster, what is
what
up
a
with
crock
you?
Of shit?
What do you mean, what a crock of shit?
That's what she's saying.
Wait.
But that's what she's saying.
How about when you were pissing all over the outside of the studio at a secret location here in West Hollywood? How about you and Lisa Marie just taking turns pissing
everywhere?
Yeah, you guys just
make. You make everywhere.
Well,
leaving your scent of Javajo.
I drink a lot of water, you know?
Well, here's the last one. Dear Big Three, I really enjoyed your podcast. I was recently listening to the podcast entitled Rucka Rucka Ali from March 2nd, 2012. During the episode, Perry claims to have paid $10 million for his work in the movie Windy City Heat. You were paid $10
million? I wasn't paid
what?
$10 million.
What? Why does it say
there? Where's our money, Scaremaster?
Where's our money?
Why don't you give
what
us some of that money?
What the fuck do you do?
Assholes.
How can you buy these fine diapers that some people use as towels? You just shit in them.
Christ.
If that is the case, why does he need the $10,000 a month from his fake disability scheme?
Shut the fuck up.
How much
up.
Is enough for the Scaremaster? I, for one, believe Perry's account of events on December 6, 1979. He has said it a million times. His mother fell asleep at the wheel and drifted into oncoming traffic. Killed an innocent elderly woman. This is a different story than you've said.
An old lady got on the wrong side of
the
freeway.
That's not what it's saying here. It says your mother went on the wrong side of the ride and killed an innocent elderly woman and severely disabled the stairmaster.
Let me tell you something, you fucking
loser. No, you're the loser. There's no question about that. My question is this. Just at least listen to his question. Why does a man with $10 million in the bank account continue to get $10,000 a month from the government? How much is enough for the scare master? So I'm starting a Twitter campaign. It'll be known as the No Shut Up for Perry. Every fan of the Big Three should write on their own their $10 bills to make sure Perry gets what he deserves. Nothing. Then Bruce Donger, mayor of Rochester, Maryland.
Show's over.
Nicey going, Scare Master.
Show's over.
Why?
That letter ended the Big Three podcast.
What?
Really?
That letter ended the Big Three podcast.
What did that letter do?
Oh, okay, cool. Then I'll just keep all the money. I'll keep all the money.
So that's the end of $10 shout-outs?
That's the end of everything. And that was today's $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Yeah, okay.
It's a big fucking lie.
Perry, can I make a comment? If you want to get out of the system, you cannot say things like that for at least the next 27 days or however many is left on fundanything.com, the Big Three Project. Don't you want that, Perry?
Well, that'd be the smart thing to do, I'll tell you that.
You need to get paid.
What do you mean you need to get paid?
I need to get paid for the fucking windy weekend.
Oh, shut the fuck up, you self-centered fucking cocksucker. Go fuck yourself.
Language.
I'm telling you that right now. Go fuck yourself. You're going to get your motherfucking money. Shut your mouth. All right, you leave here. You get nothing, you fucking asshole. You get nothing. Go ahead, leave. I'll keep your money. You leaving?
I'm not leaving.
Put your headphones on, Scare Master. Hang out, man. Put your headphones on so we can hear you.
I'm not going nowhere.
But put your headphones on so we can hear you. What are you doing? You're being very unprofessional.
Oh, shit.
What? Come on, man. I want.
Come on, buddy.
You're like a.
I don't want the hat on anymore.
That's fine. That's
Thank
fine.
You.
Who wants to have some candy corn?
Who wants
Who's
some
a good boy?
Who's a good baby? Who's a good baby?
Bobby's dumb.
I'm not
like
eating candy corn. I can't stand that shit.
You don't? Why
Wait
you?
A minute. Hold on. Whoa. Is that a phone call coming through? Could you play that for us, please?
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Oh.
Hey, Mr. Adams, how are you?
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Are you doing it? Are you putting your sweet lips a little closer to the phone? Let's pretend that we're together all alone. Alone like in a WC stall in Chestington Park. Yes, yes, how's everybody? How's everybody?
I don't get it. What's up with you?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, listen, ahoy. I've been rattling my brain bone to solve this fiscal crisis that is the Big Three Fund Anything Consortium.
That's not really what it's called, Mr. Adams.
Names astride, Mr. Barnes. What we needs is funds.
Yes, you're right.
For
there.
One, Walter,
what?
May I say, Walter.
What?
You never, ever should have outbid me last week to win that spoon for $1,200 or so.
What?
Those monies should have gone directly into the fund anything account.
Yeah,
yes?
You're right. But that spoon is awesome, man. I love that spoon. I spent $1,200.
Yes, you don't have to tell me about the utensils and how wonderful they are, don't I know it? I just snagged a fork for an even $2,000.
Lucky!
Guys, instead of putting the money into this bullshit, into Perry's silverware, should be putting it in our fund anything account.
You're right. You know, he's right. He's really right.
You're right.
But listen. Whilst I fully support and long to see the Big Three reality show, and I know it'll go straight to the top, I'm sadly heartbroken that the musical is as dead as Fred. Fred Mercury, that is. Gone.
No, what happened, Mr.
Musicals?
Well, I'll tell you what happened, and everybody knows. The dancers refused to work with Perry.
I figured that.
At the live podcast.
You were rude to him. You were very rude to those dancers.
Yes, he was quite rude. Listen to me. The Nicholas brothers are the hottest dance duo in Tinseltown. And without them, well, we are adrift like a floating immigrant off Malta Island.
Ah, too soon, dude. Too soon.
You are right. Yes, Walter. Too soon. Listen, dancers or no? You all right? Let's do a tune. How's that sound? Shall
I'd love
we?
It.
Shall
can I? Do a tune? Can, since I got you on
let's,
the phone, no, Mr.
Let,
Adams,
let him do the song.
Do a Halloween one.
Oh, we know this one. me. Oh. I was listening to the podcast just last week when my ears heard Mr. Barnes speak about some money that the Big Three are trying to raise for a show they will make one of these days. They need some cash. They need a lot of cash. A lot of cash. Perhaps you've got a stash of cash. Don't let their campaign crash. They need some cash. They need a lot of cash.
Nice.
From the bathroom at the Denny where Perry's goes. Is Perry gay? No one really knows. Your guess is just as good as mine. But he did jerk off that fellow that time. They need some cash. They need a lot of cash. A lot of cash. Perhaps you've got a stash. A stash of cash. Don't let their campaign crash. They need some cash. They need a lot of cash. Dexter Coleman is having fun. Kyle Dickey will surely come like an orgasm. The show will include Longhorn and Perry, the gay sailor son.
Ah, your dad.
If they raise enough money, then we'll all get to see a reality show starring the Big Three. If only Perry hadn't ripped him off first, now they won't get a dime from William Randolph Hearst. They need some cash. They need a lot of cash.
A lot of cash.
Perhaps you've got a stash.
A stash of cash.
Don't let their campaign crash.
They need some cash.
They need a lot of cash. Perry started coughing. Mold just sparked a bow. Apple cherry wood tobacco was out of control. We can hear Perry yell through the smoke mold was spitting. Whatever happened to it ain't quitting. They need some cash. They need a lot of cash.
A lot of cash.
Perhaps you've got a stash.
A stash of cash.
Don't let their campaign crash. They need some cash. They need a lot of cash. Now everything's cool. Please just give what you can. Or Perry will pull another disability scam. The money could be raised and their dreams could come true. When you get to my door, tell them you're the guy that Perry blew. They need some cash. They need a lot of cash.
A lot of cash.
Perhaps you've got a stash. A stash of cash. Don't let their campaign crash. They need some cash. They need a lot of cash. Now, of course, this is where the Nicholas brothers would come out with the tank tops and the short shorts and the ghoul masks, and they'd be dancing around making little devil horns on the head. But, of course, that's all gone now. That's all gone. No more Nicholas brothers. Well, listen, that was... I hope everyone enjoyed it. That was for All Hallows Eve.
Oh, yes. Soween.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, Walter. Soween. Soween, the ancient Celt commemoration twixt the living and the dead.
No, I was saying, Soween, you're going to tell a joke.
quite right. Yes, for Halloween. Why was there no food left at the monster party?
Everyone was gobbling it up. Do another one.
All right. What's Mr. Skeleton's favorite instrument?
The trombone.
Yes.
Let me try one.
Yes, try one with me.
Do it, Dan.
All right. What is Dracula's favorite fruit?
Nectarines.
Nicely done, Mr. Barnes. Now, it's only right that the Scare Master has a go. Yes.
Let's see.
Scare Master... Where did the ghost go on vacation?
Dude, Scare Master, come on.
I don't know.
Come on,
you can do it.
Where did the ghost go on vacation?
The Bahamas.
Yes. Well, happy Halloween, Scare Master.
Before you hang up,
Toodles loves...
No, don't hang up yet. I need to ask a question.
What is the problem with two witches?
I need to ask a question.
He just asked you, what is the problem with two witches?
Oh, Christ. Is he still on the phone?
No, he just hung up. He said, what's the problem with two witches?
All right, listen, I need...
Tell me, what's the problem with two witches? Well,
I need to ask you a question.
Answer the question before you... What's the problem with two witches?
I don't know anything about witches. What two witches?
What is the problem with two witches?
Give him the answer. He's never going to get it.
I don't know what you're talking about. What two witches? But the question I needed to ask was, how do you know Anthony Hopkins?
Pretty well.
How do you know this guy?
How do you know him?
He's Tom Brennan's client.
Okay, so what do you want me to do about it? Maybe I'm thinking about signing with Brennan Talent.
Look,
Maybe you might go with Tom Brennan. I don't want to say anything, but maybe I had a meeting with Brennan Entertainment. Maybe I bumped in a Tony Hopkins in the lobby coming out as I was going in. Maybe we stopped and talked for a while, and maybe we hit it off. Maybe we went out for drinks and went out golfing a little bit. But if I sign with Brennan Entertainment, that's between me and my representation.
You're going to sign with Perry's publicist?
I may.
I'm weighing
some stuff right now. And what's the problem with two witches?
One could disagree with the other. That's what the problem could be.
That's your answer?
Right now.
All right, we're talking about something so fucking stupid. What is the answer, Mole?
You never know which is which.
Right.
Okay.
Easy. Anybody knows that.
I'm right now.
You didn't even have
stupid.
Anything that was remotely funny.
I'm right now really stupid.
Well, here's what we should be talking about, because we have our Fund Anything account. Mary Jane told you earlier how to get in touch with us. Why don't you say that again, Mary Jane?
FundAnything.com, the big three. Project.
Now we need contributions.
/after.com.
Shut up!
They can figure it out. Of that. I don't want to confuse them.
Go to the Fund Anything account and then look under.
Whatever happened to It Ain't Quit?
It's really easy. Really, if you go to Google or Bing search engine and type in all the words Fund Anything, the Big Three Project, it comes up 3 times with the video and
pictures.
Post
on our Facebook and on my Twitter. I put it up numerous times. You can just click over. And on the videos, the promo videos that we've been making.
I'm ready to close down everything.
Why are you gonna be negative? We're trying to fucking get this off.
You like really.
And we're trying to do a Fund Anything account, and most of the show has been spent having you tell everybody, "Oh, the show's done. I'm done with the show."
Because I'm not gay.
Yeah, I'm not homosexual.
For sure.
You might be.
Wolfie, just stay out of this.
Yeah, Wolfie, he's not being cool right now, and I don't want to see you get hurt.
All right. So what we have to do is we have to come up with other prizes. Like last week, Perry came up with a great one. If you make a donation of $10,000, you get a chance to spend the night in Perry's apartment. Just you, maybe a lover, but that's it.
Motherfuckers, stop blowing it my way! Blowing.
All right, let's think of another prize that we can give away. What is something you'd be willing to do, Perry, if somebody made a big donation? And tell me the donation that you're thinking of.
I'm so fucked up right now mentally. I have no idea. I could probably tell you later on tonight.
All right. There's a couple things that people have asked me if you'd be willing to do this.
What?
There's a group of people having a party, and they were wondering if you could be a cage dancer. How much to spend 2 hours
cage dancing? Absolutely. He's a great dancer.
That's possible.
How much?
How much to be a cage dancer for how many hours?
2 hours.
About 250 or 500?
500 is all it would take? Okay, so
I like 250.
There's going to be people lined up to have that one. So if you spend $500 and make a $500 donation.
Wait. I want your suggested price to me in private.
Let me ask you this.
Well,
how much of that candy corn can you eat right now?
I'm not eating candy corn. I can't stand it. I won't eat candy corn. We got to try to get this down.
How much to do some cage dancing for 2 hours at a party?
About $1,000.
$1,000. So if you make a donation of $1,000, Perry will come to your party. He will cage dance. And Perry gets to keep all the tips for himself.
Correct.
Okay. And where are there places that cannot put bills? Can they put them in your G-string?
How about this? And listen, this is a game show idea that I've been pushing for a long time. It's called Keister. Okay, now, Scaremaster. People start, okay, and they graduate up. They start with a penny, and then they go nickel, dime, quarter, half dollar, silver dollar, then bills. Single, 5, 10, 20, 50, 100. Then 500, then 1,000. Wait.
Excuse me.
When they get to the $1,000 bill, it's just everyone is $1,000 bills. They just keep keystering $1,000 bills. So they roll them up really tight. How many thousands do you think you can keister?
What are you talking about, keister?
Keister, like if you...
Shoving them up my ass?
Slowly. I mean,
it'll never happen.
Scaremaster.
So you don't want
to do
that.
It will never fucking happen.
Really? Oh, really? You don't think people did that stuff to survive in wartime?
They I don't
did.
Give a fuck.
Perry's but about, nobody's the lap doing that of shit to me.
No one's doing that shit to me.
What about Chris Walken? What about Chris Walken in Pulp Fiction with the watch?
Right. He lives in a very exclusive part of Reseda. He doesn't see the negative side of town or anything like that.
Hey,
he,
let's throw some of that candy corn in your candy corn hole.
All right, so $1,000 and you can have Perry as a cage dancer for 2 hours at your party.
It's actually going to go up from $1,000.
No, it's we already said it. $1,000.
You can't keep mark up. You get marked down.
You can't.
The way it sounds,
you can't mark up. You get marked down.
It sounds the way you guys are trying to make me go gay. It's not gonna fucking happen.
Can I say a stipulation with that? The fee is to fund anything for $1,000, and Perry gets tips, and it is customary
exactly.
for them to tip minimum 25%.
Right.
And you're going to be a professional dancer, so no one's going to try to fuck you. You
right.
stay in the cage.
Thank you.
They might grab your ass once in a while, but those
people
will be asked to stop.
Mary Jane said, but I don't like to hear that. I don't like to hear ladies saying dirty words.
What is it, for women, or is it for guys, or is it for both, or what the fuck?
I think we explained it.
It's people who want to party. People looking for a good time. A couple dudes looking for kicks. They want to get in the cage with you.
Wait a minute. Or it could be a bachelorette party. Who knows what it's going to be? But if you pay $1,000, you get to have Perry come to your party in a cage, and for 2 hours, he will dance sexy, wearing very revealing clothing, and you're not allowed to touch him, but if you do, you'll be asked to not.
But you can throw money at him.
Absolutely.
You can throw money at his face.
And if he acts dirty as can be, you can continue to throw money.
Like if you have rolls of quarters, you can just huck those
rolls
right out
of quarters?
No. All right. Maybe that. I don't know.
Rolls of quarters? What the fuck?
$10.
If somebody throws a roll of quarters at you, you say, hey, stop that. And then they have to stop. But you take all the money you can.
Hey, imagine you stand 10 feet away. How many people? You'd let people just huck $10 rolls of quarters at you?
Fuck you, motherfucker!
Why not? Okay, 20 feet away. It's not going to hurt from 20 feet.
It might. It could.
30 feet. How far away do you got to be?
Rolls of quarters are excluded. Rolls of any fucking...
Right, okay.
Dimes. Rolls of pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, half dollars.
You know
dollars,
what? Put it under...
Dollars,
hey, Perry.
It's
Perry,
excluded.
Perry, put it under rolls of money. Rolls of change. You're not allowed to throw.
Any silver rolls.
What if you were 30 feet away and people were throwing them and they just fell at your feet? You'd go for that.
Okay.
How far away do people get to be?
Rolls, shut the fuck up.
They've talked about pennies going through someone's head dropped out of a plane. I don't think that that's safe. You can throw money.
God damn.
And if you do touch him or grab him while he's dancing.
It's paper money only.
You'll be asked to stop. Go ahead, Mary Jane.
Do you want some lace or fishnet inside so nothing, no hard objects can fly in?
Good idea.
That would be smart.
That's
Thank
a great
you.
Idea.
Can
okay.
you, can people take the paper money and fold it up really small and shoot it at them with a wrist rocket?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, paper money is it.
Paper money or the wrist rocket.
Okay, so what we've got to do now is we've got to do what some have called the best thing that we do on this podcast, and this is where Mole is the leader. Mole makes the decisions because it's time for Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here. This is where Mole is the director, the producer, the writer, and he is the casting agent because he does it all. He comes up with a scene, and Mole will tell the people who are going to be acting in the scene. Here's what we don't know, Mole. And
what?
This is what I need from you. What are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Okay. Okay. All right. What do you have over there? Silverware?
And what is this silverware?
Oh, that was a gift from the box for Scaremaster, probably.
Who gave this to you?
I've had that for ages.
Why'd you bring it to me?
Because I wanted you to bring that to the... Kimmel,
why don't you talk into the fucking mic?
Why do you want to bring the plastic silverware over there?
Well, because...
You want me to bring it where?
Just bring it to your work.
Why?
Your day job.
He wants you guys to just you, Don, to put it in the kitchen upstairs in the kitchen for Kimmel. He wants it to put in the work kitchen.
Here, I'll
is it poison?
I don't need right. any more plastic silverware.
I don't need. I don't need to have the plastic silverware over here. To
then I just throw it away when I go.
Don't you
back
think
to
that?
Car.
Don't you think that some fan would like to have that?
All right, you know what? I've got in my hand right now, the first person that sends in $100 to the Fund Anything account. It's got to be the first person on our PayPal that says, I want the... What are you doing,
the set
Perry?
Of plasticware?
I want the set of plastic silverware.
Scaremaster, you should sign that.
Oh, you know what you should do?
Make love on it?
Oh, what's this? A foul ball. I caught a foul ball.
Oh, you got Scaremaster's hat. Nice.
Okay, so what are we going to be doing on today's mole play?
Okay, well, for... Okay. Wow. Listen, I want to thank the toaster, smoke shop for providing me with trying to figure out what to do with mole play with that giant crazy bubble apple cherry wood smoker that they sent Dan. As we all know, Scaremaster, I was just saying to Mr. Adams that Halloween was called something like Soween or who knows. It was ancient Celtic. Because what happened was they thought that the calendar ended October 31st and then the new year started the next day. And they thought on that night, the ghosts of the dead would come back and walk among the living where they would spread disease and wreck crops. And so the living would wear masks and like... torches like the jack-o'-lanterns to scare them off. So we're going to go back to an ancient one. And Scaremaster, you are an Irish farmer who wants to protect his crops, his crop of candy corn from the evil spirit. But the evil spirit who's risen from the dead is none other than Terry Ann Fluzzo. Moplay.
Oh, scary.
Oh, my. You know.
It's me. End it,
fucking end
it. Let me rub protect my feet cock. Against your cock.
Forget it. There, it's over.
Look
put
at
your
my
feet.
Feet.
Put your feet over there.
Oh, Perry.
What? Scare Master, you do a
you
hole
always
like you're farming.
Wanted
like
to
you're
fuck
farming. Like you're farming.
Me. Oh,
talk to Terry Ann Fluzzo.
What do you
tell her not to break your crops?
Look at my titties.
Oh, please get the fuck away from me, you bitch! Tell her you need the candy corn to survive the.
I don't
Irish
like
winter.
The fucking shit.
I want you. But it's
all you I can't want. Stand that goddamn candy you. Corn.
But it's a candy corn farm, and it's all you have,
eat
and you have to.
I'm not eating that fucking
corn.
Shit.
In my vagina. Just have one piece. One candy corn.
And,
are you
and Terry Ann Fluzzo knows there's only one way to get him to eat a piece of candy corn with her foot.
No fucking way.
She puts the candy corn.
The show is over. End it now.
She fills her toes with candy corn.
He looks at the candy corn. He knows it's a family crop.
If you want your toe bitten, I'll bite the fucking thing off.
That's mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
What the fuck is going on?
You know what, you guys? This gay shit... You're just
trying to.
Me
we're trying to teach
nuts.
A little history. We're trying to teach a little history,
history.
About.
He doesn't even. I'll bet you Perry doesn't even get that. He doesn't even try understand that we're trying to teach people things, and he sits there with his
history. Well, what kind of history?
What do you mean? What kind of history?
What do you guys?
The origins of Halloween.
I want nothing
Hallows
to do
Eve.
With Halloween. I don't believe in Halloween. It's a holiday. I don't celebrate it.
But I thought the Javajos, that was their big
Jehovah's
holiday.
Jehovah's Witnesses don't celebrate holidays.
Really?
Period.
What about Marmaduke's birthday?
What about Lassie? What about the
what about
premiere?
Lassie Day? He's right. What about Lassie Day?
That was the anniversary of the premiere of the television show Lassie.
All the kids get a new brush.
And then they go into their Javajo worship place where they just cut the dog's hair and they treat it like the prince that it is. Welcome to Halloween
Javajo style.
They say Javajo is the king of kings. Here, king, here, king.
Well, you know, guys, we've had a fun show today, but I see by the hands on the wall, right over there by the clock, that it's time to wrap things up. Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, don't forget, we are doing a Fund Anything account, so you can see information that will lead you to our Fund Anything account. Make a donation. Let the big three get some money. Let
you know the best nation.
What's that?
I think it's Ecuador after...
I don't think that's right.
That legal weed thing.
So that's what you think. So you get in touch with us on Fund Anything. Make a donation. Help us make a reality show. You'd like to make a reality show, wouldn't you, Perry?
Yeah, if it's real rather than all the bullshit Mole tries to fucking do to me.
I don't think that. I think that if you're getting paid checks, let's say you're getting a check and you realize that, oh, at the end of the day, I make money. And so when you put your head in a wheelbarrow filled with dog shit, you're going to not only want to worship
what?
It, but you're going to realize I'm making money in show business.
You're not going to put my head in a wheelbarrow full of dog shit.
You know something?
You don't
I went
know.
By that place that was Kirstie Alley Scientology Diet Center. What about you opening a Javajo dog food center?
That's a great
Go
idea.
Go fuck yourself.
That is a great idea. You could pass out your Javajo literature right in there.
Oh, my God.
So remember, make a donation to our Fund Anything account. That's the Big Three Project. And if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you can get in touch with me on my Twitter account at SimplyDon1. On my Facebook, it's SimplyDon...
Public Access Program.
No.
On SimplyDon...
No, it's actually Don Barris. Then on Twitter... Excuse me. Then on... Oh, we got to make a fucking...
Make it simpler for you?
Go, Mary Jane.
Look for... at SimplyDon1 or Don Barris on either Twitter, Facebook, or any of the social media. It's
well,
one or the other.
You can go Vine. You can also go...
Nice Done.
What's the other one?
Instagram.
Instagram, yeah.
I'm on Instagram.
I have 3 accounts.
What about more?
I'm on Instagram of apple cherry with tobacco from that pipe from the toaster.
I have...
And I'm on Facebook.
All right.
I just figured out that my phone takes pictures, so I'm going to get on Instagram.
You should do that. You really should.
I got a lot of stuff I want to take pictures of.
I want to see what you take pictures
of. Oh, I got a lot.
How do people get in touch with you, Perry?
Perry F. Caravello. Oh, wait. No, wrong. Perry
dot Caramello.
Perry dot Caravello.
Really fine fellow.
C-A-R-A-V as in Victor, E-double-L-O. Fuck!
If you want to see me, I'm at the Comedy Store every night, late night. Come and see me. And on Monday, join the fun on Death Squad's Ding Dong Show podcast. Now, here we go. Guys, we're going out. Fund Anything. And Big Three! Goodbye!